The Lord bless this wonderful record of His marvelous acts. Just to refresh our memory, our Lord's work begins from early morning to late night, day after day. And in this portion of scripture, we see what He has done in one day, from going to the synagogue officer's house because his daughter was dead, to raise her up. And as he was going, great crowds followed him and pressed him. But among them, a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years had great faith, "If I but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed." Do you have this faith? Oftentimes it's true. We are very half-hearted. It doesn't work. But if that great faith, "If I but touch him, he's the Son of God, he will heal me," she received instantaneous healing. But Jesus wanted her to give the testimony. And as they went along, two blind men came, and they begged Jesus to open their eyes. And Jesus opened their eyes. And just as it was finished, another man, the last one, was brought before him. He was possessed by the dumb devil. The devil can do all kinds of things. He can make you speak and laugh and play tricks. He can also make you dumb. But Jesus cast out the dumb devil and he was able to speak. And so, instead of giving glory to God, the Pharisees, as I told you, they never would believe Jesus, but they spoke against their conscience, against the Holy Ghost. Their sin is unpardonable. Because they say Jesus cast out devils by the prince of devils, which is most illogical. A house divided by itself cannot stand, even Satan's house. Then Jesus, when he saw the great multitudes coming to him, fainting, like sheep without a shepherd, and in this case he saw the greater needs of the people, not merely the physical. Sin entered the world, and the whole world was brought to death, and including death is sickness. Many of us here are sick. We cannot escape it, but that is inheritance we received from Adam and Eve when they had sinned. So, that are the 11 requests for prayer in the prayer list this week. No one can escape the consequences of sin. But Jesus is full of compassion, and wherever he meets with such who are in suffering, he would touch them and heal them, all of them. But the greater need is our soul's diseases. He sees all the crowds marching onto hell. Without the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all bound for hell, whether you like it or not. And I'm not speaking this as a hellfire preacher of the old-fashioned times. But now, you know, we are modern and we are enlightened. There is no more hell. And that's what the new evangelicals and even fundamentalist preachers who used to preach the true gospel are telling us, giving us a lie. And so Jesus Christ, as he saw the big crowds fainting, he had great compassion for them. But in his healing processes of all those who came to see him, we learn a lesson that the church, while giving out the gospel, must also be caring. And there is a ministry of medical healing that the church can do, following our Lord's footsteps. And so we thank God for two medical missions that we had fielded to Cambodia, which even the Cambodian government appreciated and put on the TV. Two missions that brought healing to 2,500 patients is something that pleases the Lord. To such a country as Indonesia also, and it is very near to Batam, we held one medical mission to great profit, and there are 10 doctors next Lord's Day going over there to do the work of healing of all those who care to come, both members of the church and outsiders. And this is a very good thing. Why don't we do it in Singapore? In Singapore, God has blessed all the advanced medical services, both through the government and private practice, that it is not necessary. But countries like Cambodia and Maasai land in Kenya, where Sister Chan Phui Ming has gone, they very much need the medical healing through conventional methods. In this age, is in accordance with the teaching of the Word of God. But there is a group of people called the Charismatics, and they say that they must continue with the healing process, not by conventional methods, but by miraculous methods, and they claim the powers of the apostles. To them were given signs to do wonders, and they declare that they can heal the lame from birth, and the blind also from birth. And in the big gospel campaign here, they even had a very high leader of the church here to make the statement that these who come will open your eyes and cause you, the lame, to walk. But it never happened. And there are American televangelists, one said that the Lord has given me the cure of cancer, and we need to build a 20-story hospital. But when the hospital was built, it never came to pass that the cure for cancer was received from the Lord, and finally they had to auction that hospital that he built. Thank God, these people cannot take away the glory of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. It is He only can do the impossible, because He is the Son of God. And we can dispense medicine and cure to as many as we can heal, and the rest that we cannot, we leave it to the glory of God. But now in verse 36, we read that when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, they were dying, like sheep scattered abroad, having no shepherd. This refers to the mass of mankind in trouble, in sorrow, in frustration. As you see the crowds coming out of the Orchard Road, MRT station especially, so many of them. And because there are so few Christians in Singapore, 17%, counting Roman Catholics, born again or not born again, we may see some cheerful faces among them and some who have confidence. But you can be sure that over 80%, 83% or 90% of them are sick of heart. They are all going to work to earn a living. In these harder times, it is harder to earn a living. But no more sorrowful are the many problems weighing heavily on the heart. Troubles between husband and wife, between father and children, finance, and involve the lawsuits, all these things weighing upon them because they are not saved. And so they have brought a heavy burden on Jesus' heart. He had compassion and he yearned how he could solve the problem. Although he is the Son of God, he can do anything, everything. Yet, he must get the response from the hearts of the people. Because if they do not believe in him, the Gospel of Matthew further down tells us that he could not even do a miracle. And so he needed many hands to help, to fulfill what is in his heart, that as many as possible may come to the Savior and be saved. And this is what he said, leading to the sequel, "Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Pray that God may send them. And interestingly, we need the next chapter, chapter 10. God answered our Lord's prayer. And he chose 12 apostles. And to them were given the gifts, the authority to cast out devils, to heal the sick and so forth. But above all, to go to high and low places to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, that they may be released from their sins, that they may know that their sins are washed away, that they may know that now they have become children of God. And that is the highest purpose of this worship service, is to tell one and all, those who come to church, whether your sins are forgiven, they are washed away, and when you die, you can go to heaven. And that is the main thing. Now when I read this, "Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth the laborers," because the harvest is so plenteous, the laborers are few. I used to think that I'm the one the Lord has found, because I'm in full-time service, therefore I'm one of the laborers. And then when I look around, there are so few of my comrades. Many times I despair. Where to find more pastors? Where to find more colleagues to do this job of evangelism, preaching the gospel? But I was a lot wrong, and I would like you to learn my mistake with me by turning to Luke chapter 10. Very easily, Luke chapter 10 have the same word spoken, but here there are different people who are sent into the harvest field. Luke chapter 10, "After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, The laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Here are 70 lay people. They are not the apostles. They are not the trained ones. But they can do the same job of saving souls. If you think that saving souls is the job of the pastor, you are completely wrong. Every one of you, every one of us, must be a soul winner. Where is the proof? Here are the proof. 70 of them, lay people, no training, 2 by 2, also sent and go before me and tell them the gospel. And we have a great example of the China Inland Mission, founded by Hudson Taylor in 1865. When he went to China, he adopted the Chinese dress, and they lived like the Chinese, and he was the one willing to go into inland China. Most of the missions are dotted along the sea coast. And his great burden is, we must take the gospel to all of China. And then he changed his mission policy. The English Presbyterian mission that sent missionaries to our people were all highly educated. William Chalmers Burns had 2 degrees. And highly educated. And all the rest of the missionaries, many of them are medical missionaries, were also highly educated. And they have done their job, a good job, but circumscribed still. Hudson Taylor changed the rules. We are calling for anyone, of course, the call was the English people, as long as you are saved, and you have some Bible knowledge and are willing to suffer to go to anywhere, preaching the plain gospel, we will take you. And we had 8,000 in the year 1927. When I went to China to study in 1946, I was amazed to see the headquarters of the China Inland Mission, 4 stories high, with many, many rooms for new missionaries coming in into Shanghai, and then from there they disperse into all parts of China. And I was praising the Lord that they have such a great enterprise, 8,000 missionaries, like the 70, 2 by 2, not trained, but they know the word of salvation and they can tell it out. It is for these people to open up the land. Second marvelous example. Singapore had a great Pentecost. Not what the charismatic people talk about Pentecost, but we know our Pentecost. And John Sung, after winning 2,000 truly born again, challenged us to become preaching bands. 2 of you can form a preaching band, 3 or 4 also can. And he roped in about 130 preaching bands. And they covenanted with the Lord every Sunday afternoon after the morning service to give that afternoon to the Lord to go out and tell non-Christians to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad to witness to you that at least there are 6 churches today that will form as a result of the preaching bands going out to spread the word, to tell people to how to be saved. Can you do that? So I thought, pray the Lord of the harvest, and I'm one of the very selected ones, but too few. And never thought of the lay people. It's you. To send laborers, it's you. When I saw this, it totally revolutionized my thinking. And therefore, I'm encouraging many, many here to give your spare time on Sunday or a vacation, your leave, to go out to places where they have no chance to hear the gospel. And in this matter, I'm so happy for the many who have gone to Cambodia, singly or doubly or as a team, and they go there to do something that they can do to help those who have never heard the word. I'm very thankful for the AF going monthly to Kamaman in Terengganu. It's a far off place, and go there to help out in the Sunday school in the young people. And recently they had a Bible camp of over 100. And they took in 11 from Kuantan, our Sunday school, which is maintained now. The place has no pastor. But there is a sister who gathers her friends, and they go up there and take care of the Sunday school every week, 210 miles from Singapore. As a result, they cultivate to have 11 to join the Bible camp, whereby some of them got saved. The harvest truly is plenteous, but laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers. It is hard for three pastors here to take care of a congregation of 1,700. So how do we take care of the congregation? We have many fellowships, 15 fellowships or so, and there are presidents or chairmen, they branch out to take care of members of the fellowship. And that is one way whereby we take care of a plenteous harvest with new laborers. May the Lord help us and let us see this picture. See this new thing that when we pray, then we must answer. And many, when they pray for the Lord to send laborers, become convicted themselves. So I published a testimony by Elder Leong In Chu, who attended our mercy camp and was praising the Lord for the camp. And he said this is the best time he had before he goes on another mission. Elder Leong In Chu was an inspector of schools. He retired in 1982 with his wife. And he did not say, now I will enjoy the fruits of my labor and I go on tourism here and there and while away my time happily. No. He immediately answered the call. He went to Taiwan, even went to Israel, he went to Malaysia, he went to Saipan, and it's because he went to Saipan that we got a connection, and he went to Kuantan to help us keep the place for 6 months. And now he writes, challenging those who are retirees. The Lord gives you a very happy evening life, that is true. But he can make it to be 10 times more profitable when you hear the call and do whatever you can do for him. Praise God, Jesus had compassion on the fainting multitudes. Why? Because they are not yet saved. To be delivered from sin and to life everlasting, to go to heaven, is much more important than to be delivered from cancer or whatever disease, but you live for another few years. May the Lord speak to some heart today, that you may resolve that I am the one, the lay person, called to be an effective servant, to win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, convict our hearts and convict my heart to be more involved in the work of thy kingdom. As you have said many times, the harvest truly is plenteous, but laborers are few. Make me, O Lord, a good laborer in your harvest field. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.